Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreaming.
Says where two or three are gathered, I am in the midst of them. Believe it that the Lord is here. He's going to hear you, hear your prayers, touch you with His Holy Spirit. We connect to the Holy Father in a one-on-one basis when we take time out to pray. Even Jesus prayed to the Father in heaven when He was walking here on planet Earth. Moses received the Ten Commandments while in prayer and fasting on Mount Sinai. Abraham, Job, Apostle Paul, and the list goes on and on. We accomplish more in life when we are down on our knees. The only way to get to know Jesus on a personal level is through prayer. So thank you for joining us today as we put the power of prayer into mighty use and mighty way. Bring your troubles to the cross as we pray in Numbers. In Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Just because He's real, because His words, it's not just words, it's more than words. He's alive. That Bible is everything that you need. All the instructions you ever need in life are right there in those pages, anointed by the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus in the midst of us right now. The Holy Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His holy word tells us, and we believe. So knowing that He is truly in the midst of us at this very moment, I would like for you to pray with me now, because He is listening. So I ask you to just to close your eyes, lift up your hands if you're able, and pray with me right now. Jesus, I come to you now, believing that you are real. I believe that you died on the cross so that I may one day go to heaven. I don't believe I'm all that you want me to be. I've taken wrong paths in life, and some have led me away from you. But I want all that you have for me. I want to know, and not just know, I want to know you, Lord, and not just know of you. Use me, Jesus, so you may have the glory. Forgive me, O Lord, of all my sins. All my sins. Let me be the lighthouse on the hill. Allow me to be a part of your master plan, so that the angels may rejoice in heaven. Come into my life, Jesus, unlike you ever have before. Change me from this moment on, so that I may serve you just as you wish. I want to walk in your light. I want to hear your voice. Lead me and guide me to the path that leads to heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Today you have a choice. If you've already chosen God, you've already accepted Jesus into your heart, believe it or not, you still have a choice to make. You can be a sit-down, you can sit idle and just literally be a sit-down Christian, a sit-down believer, and rest on salvation alone. Do little for the Lord here and there, but mostly when the storm is raging, is when you decide to call on Him. Or you can be prayed up, always in prayer. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. You can have a oneness with our Savior. You can choose to have a close, intimate relationship with Christ. The closer you get to Jesus, the more you will hear Him speak. And the things that He will tell you will be beyond your wildest dreams. You have a choice to dig deep into the Word. And through fasting and prayer, you'll find Jesus is truly your friend. His love for you is more than you can imagine. Will you find out just how much Jesus loves you by denying yourself and finding the strength through the Holy Savior? The choice is really up to you. Pray that the Lord puts you on a fast, having nothing but water and the Word of God. Staying in prayer. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In the book of Mark, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. And in John, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask of anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. And in Hebrew, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. And finally in Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, when Jesus was here and walking on planet earth, and he told his disciples, he said, nevertheless I say unto you the truth, it is expedient for me that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. That once Jesus left and ascended up into heaven, the Holy Spirit was there for us. If we receive Jesus, if we receive Him as our Savior, the Holy Spirit is there with you, is filled with you, God living in you. The Holy Spirit is referred to in the Bible as the author of Scripture. Now, I've heard people say that they don't believe in everything in the Bible, that it was written by man. It was the Holy Spirit that influenced the very ones that were to write down what we read today, what we treasure as the Holy Bible. Jesus says that He's the author of Scripture. The Comforter. Jesus referred to Him as a Comforter. He's the Counselor and the Advocate. He will comfort you. As you call upon Him, when you pray, the Lord comforts you. The Holy Ghost is there living in you. Now there's being baptized of the Holy Ghost, and there's receiving Jesus as your Savior and the Holy Ghost being filled in you. And there's a difference. When you're baptized by the Holy Ghost and you pray and you tarry for the Holy Ghost and you receive it, it's a whole new level that you just feel like you're lift off the ground, that you're just walking in the Word. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, just asking Jesus into your life and living for Him, turning from sin. The Bible says when you're saved that you turn from sin, that the old of you dies out and the new you is born. That's why it says born again. If you find that you're doing the things that you've always done before you were saved, then you weren't saved. You haven't given yourself totally to the Lord. Even the devil believes, but it's turning from your ways. It's changing for Him. It's getting closer to Him that you're saved. You simply believe. But what is belief? Belief requires action. If you just say, I believe, you believe in something, we'll prove you believe in it. If you really believe in Jesus, if you really believe in Him as your Holy Savior, then you're going to believe what He told you to do. You're going to believe that he told you to resist the devil, to not sin, but to rest on his everlasting word. Then you believe him. Then you're a believer. The Holy Ghost is a deposit. He's a seal. He's earnest. He's your guide. The Holy Ghost will guide you. And in Romans it says he's the indweller of believers. It means he lives in you. If you're a believer in Christ, then the Holy Ghost is living in you. He's a revealer. He reveals things to you. The Spirit of truth. And get this. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Lord, Christ. It's of the Godhead, the Trinity. It's in Matthew 3:16 and Corinthians 3:17 and 1 Peter 1:11. The Holy Spirit made all things. He is the Spirit of life. It's God living in you, the teacher, the witness, all this, the Holy Spirit alive in you. Not only are those words alive in the Bible, not only did Jesus speak them and Moses and Job and Apostle Paul, but he's alive in you, in you. He's tangible. You got to know this, that with prayer, everything that you desire, if it's the will of God, can be yours. If you're in pain and you're suffering, if you feel you're lost, if you're praying for somebody else, Jesus is hearing your prayer. And Isaiah says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet to speak, I will hear." What he's saying there, he knows what you're going to ask even before you say it. He's on you that fast, that quick to answer your prayer. Before you even get the words out, he says he's answering you because he knows what your heart is saying. He knows the desires of your heart when it comes to him and his holy kingdom. In James it says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." What he's saying is that fervent prayer availeth much. That's not just a quick little pray. "Lord, I pray that you just bless me and you heal me today, Lord." Then you go on to wonder what's on TV, wonder what Dr. Phil's saying. It's a fervent prayer. It's staying in prayer. That's why he says to go to your prayer closet. Get away from everybody and pray in the Lord. I found that when I pray, if I pray and it's past 20 minutes, then I'm really getting into it. I'm really getting into the Lord. I'm feeling his power and his presence there. That not just a weak prayer will get to it, but it's a deep, God-felt prayer. Godly sorrow of your sins. Putting yourself before the Lord and denying yourself. Letting him be your strength. In 2 Chronicles, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will I forgive their sin, and will heal their land." He says to turn from your wicked ways. We can't live a life of sin and expect the Lord to bless our lives like we're wanting to blessed, like he wants to bless us. Sin separates you from the Lord. You have to get away from it. You have to turn from it. He gives you that chance, that moment to say no. Before you say yes to sin, you have that chance to get out and to say no. And the more you exercise that, the stronger that'll be. Pray that the Lord give you that buffer zone to where you have that chance to turn from sin. Listen, then he hears your prayers. Then you receive his healings. Then you receive his forgiveness. The Lord has put someone on my mind. It's a girl I went to school with. Her name is Autumn. And she suffered from cancer. And she's gone through all these treatments. And she's had some down days. It's just taken her energy out. But just recently, praise the Lord, she says that she's cancer-free, that it's not found in her. That's from her faith and from treatment. But in the middle of this struggle that she's had fighting this, and not having the energy, she's not been able to go to work. And her work said that, "Don't worry about it, we got your job, we just want you to get well." But in the meantime, they took her job from her. They told her that she no longer has a job. Now she's worried about losing her house, She's worried about losing her vehicles. She has to support her daughter, be there for her daughter. The Lord has blessed her with taking the cancer away from her. But everyone, the prayer in numbers. So just in prayer, remember Autumn in your prayers. As I pray right now, Lord, that you bless her, Jesus. That she's able to keep her home, Lord. She's able to keep her vehicles, Lord. To restore her financial aid, Lord. Restore her financial sight, Lord. In Jesus' name, come away that she didn't expect. Lord, in coming out of this and receiving your healings and looking at cancer in a rearview mirror, that she's stronger in faith now than ever. And ask in Jesus' name that you reward her, Lord. Reward her financially, Lord. And just set her mind at ease. And right now I'm also praying for Mother Leola. That she's joining us today and she'll talk later. But she's having problems with her kidneys. But the Lord is the healer. And we come to you, Jesus, that you just heal her, Lord. That there's no problem with her kidneys, Lord. That I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you recreate her kidneys, Lord. In Jesus' name, you touch her with your Holy Spirit and just fill her with your powerful Holy Ghost right now, Lord, with your healing hands in Jesus' name. That everybody agreeing with me, Lord, in prayer, knowing that you're a prayer answering God. And I'm thanking you for that, Lord. And I'm thanking you right now for your presence. I'm thanking you for being here, Lord, now that I feel your Holy Spirit here, Jesus. You know, in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How easy it is to go through life, to go through our day, to say something about somebody, to do something that's ungodly to the Lord. But he says, come to me and ask for forgiveness. And if you're living in sin to where it's a sexual sin, if you're living to where you're watching pornography, these numbers are in women and men. The computer just provides that. And years ago, it was something that was in a closet and not talked about. Now it's just openly talked about. People brag about it. But if you're living in sin and you're not saved, you're not being blessed by the Lord. You're living in abomination to the Lord. Whether it's a homosexual lifestyle, or if it's watching porn and taking part of that demonic atmosphere. But the Lord says, he'll heal you. He'll cleanse you. He'll make you whole. The worst sinner that you could ever imagine, and you see the news, Jesus doesn't hate that person. He hates that sin. That's why he tells us to judge not, for us just to love. We're to love as he loves. He wants that sinner, that sin that he hates, he wants that sinner to realize that and to ask for forgiveness, to change your life and put that away and come to him and find out how glorious he is and feel his love and to be in heaven with him someday. So it's not for us to call names at people, to say that God hates the gays and people hold up signs like that. And they think they're doing good for the Lord, but they're destroying. They're destruction. Because what they're doing is they're putting the Lord against them. He's not against any of us. He loves all of us. He loves all of our hearts. He wants that sin out. He wants you to seek him, to ask for forgiveness, to serve him, to live for him. And that comes through prayer. He's right there to talk to. Take advantage of it. Make a time out. This is when I'm going to pray for the Lord and stand on it. This is your Savior. This is the one that saved you from hell. This is the one that changed your life. Lest we forget where you were once before you were saved, before you asked him into your life. Yet you go to sin, yet you don't pray to him. What's that telling him? He just wants to love you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to have that relationship with you. Prayer is easy. Prayer is talking to the Lord. Conversation. You can think of someone that you love and it's just you can't get them off your mind and you're always thinking about them. But Jesus loves you more than that person could love you. Jesus loves you more than you love you. Let him be the first thing that you think of when you wake up. Thank you, Jesus, that he let you wake up to another day. Let him be the last thing that you think of before you go to sleep. He loves you more than anybody. And heaven is a proof of it. When we get there, my God, and the reunion of those lost loved ones that we've lost, that we know we're saved, we know they're in heaven, we're going to see them someday because he's a loving God. He's going to permit that. In Hebrews, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. When you have that faith, you hope for the things. You hope for what you haven't even seen. But you know, your faith knows that he's a prayer answering God, and he's going to be there for you. He's going to answer your prayer. He answered my prayer. My ex-mother-in-law was dying in a hospital, and she had hours to live. My ex-wife called me. She says, if you want to see mom, you better come now. She has hours to live. They said 2 days at the most. I knew how devastating that would be. I've mentioned this before, but listen, I knew how devastating that would be to her husband, to my ex-father-in-law. He just loved her and doted over her so much. But I said, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to, because I know that Jesus heals, and I know that we're the body, and he uses us to do it. Praise God. So I went to Indianapolis. I made that journey there, and I went to her hospital room, and I prayed for her, and I put my hands on her, and I prayed for her to be healed. For her not to be dead, for her not to be dying, for her body not to be shutting down as it was. It was shutting down. She was in the final stages. That's why they said hours to live. I was electrified with the Holy Spirit when I prayed for her. My whole side, the hand that I touched her, my entire side was just throbbing as if I'd been electrocuted. And when I left that hospital, it was everything I could do to not go into each and every room to pray for everyone because the power was on me. That power of prayer is something that's tangible, that you can feel, that changes lives, that will change your life. If you get into it, and not just be sacrificial and just on the surface, but get into that prayer. Know that he's there listening. Talk to him like you know he's there, and he is hearing you. He does hear the desires of your heart. You will receive the healings. You will receive the deliverance. My biggest thing I had that held me back from the Lord was smoking marijuana. To me, it was everything. It just made me calm and cool and collect, and was the answer to my day and my daily troubles. But it also had all these negative effects on it. It jeopardizes my job. It jeopardizes my reputation. And you know what? It's what it keeps the Holy Spirit back, because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. What you seek and look to in drugs and other things in the outside world, the Holy Spirit, that's what his job is. It's to comfort you. The Lord delivered me from that. And I'm more at peace now than I've ever been because of that. More than any drug or alcohol could ever do for me, the Lord did for me. He delivered me. In Romans, now that God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You can have that hope through the power of the Holy Ghost if you get serious with the Lord, if you turn from your ways that are not of his. Jesus is so alive and so real, and I just pray that you take advantage of that. That you ask him into your heart to change your life like never before, because he will. That power of fasting, I mentioned that. Now, if you have some diabetic and where you can't and you have to have your meals, there's things that you can fast on. It's denying yourself. It's denying the flesh. There's things that you can do that you really want, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have my mind on the Lord. For you, Lord, I'm putting myself back, and I'm drawing from you my strength. And when you do that, he begins talking to you in ways that you never imagined. He opens up your mind. He just fills around you and gives you that spirit. The spirit is upon you. Let's get deep into the Lord and change your life. Let's not be a sit-down Christian, a sit-down believer, but let's be someone that's active in the Lord, that's doing for others. Blessed be God, even the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, Listen, this is in 2 Corinthians, who comfort us in our tribulation, our troubles. The Lord is comforting us. And it says why? It says that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. The first thing is for you to get the comfort of the Lord, for you to get right with the Lord, for you to feel His Holy Spirit. So you see those people around you that are lost. You see the ones that are around you that are struggling. They're in your life right now. Lord's popping them into your head right now. You're seeing them right now, and you're going to see them after this program's over. And it's up to you to get right with the Lord, to get in that spirit of the Lord, that spirit of prayer, so you can be the answer to them. That's not hearing this message. That's not reading their Bible. That's not watching the Lord on TV, the watching His messengers on TV. That's not listening to His music. You can be that one. Maybe the only Bible that they ever see. Jesus will change your life so you can change others' lives. In 1 Timothy, I will therefore that every man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. When you lift up your hands, you're reaching out to Jesus. You're reaching out to Him in a tangible way. When you reach out to the Lord, you lift up your hands and you're praying to Him, just relax your muscles and you'll feel your hands pressing back. It's like a wind on your hands. The Holy Spirit is there, letting you know, I'm here and I'm listening. Reach out to Jesus. Pray to Him and raise up your hands and know that He's alive. Know that He's going to answer your prayers. Knowing that He's there with you. He's in the midst of you. Sounds like, okay, I'm trying to talk to Mother Leola. Honey, are you there?
I have no idea. Still just in there.
Okay, Mother Leola has a pastor at her house right now, and he's talking to her right now. So I was going to ask her to talk with us. But Lord, I'm asking and believing that You're moving on her, Lord, and everything that she needs that she's receiving. And if you're out there right now and you're having pains and discomfort and anywhere on your body, or if you know that someone it is, put your hand where your pain is at right now in Jesus' name, knowing that He's here, knowing that He's listening. If it's someone that you know and they're having pains or cancer or anything that's wrong with them, put your hand where that's at and ask and believe right now with me. Jesus, Lord of Lords, I pray right now for Your miracle healing. I pray right now, Jesus, for Your Holy Spirit to be upon me, Lord, to not leave me, Lord, for that healing power to be so strong in me, Lord, that I'm healed and cleansed from the inside out. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that everyone that's praying right now, everyone that's reaching out to You right now, Lord, that Your Spirit is on them, Lord, that You're giving them that healing that they want, Lord, that two or three gathered in Your name, You're in the midst of them. I know that You're a healer, Lord. I know that You've healed many, Lord, through me using me as a body of Christ, that none of the glory goes to me, but all to You, Lord. But knowing this, knowing that I'm a part of Your body, Lord, I'm just reaching out right now to every listener out there and every believer, Lord, that they're being healed at this very moment, Lord Jesus, that their life is being restored in Jesus' name, that everything that they're seeking, Lord, that they're finding, they're receiving from You in Jesus' name. That glory be to You, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory to be in Jesus' name. Listen, that's the name above all names. Jesus. It's so wonderful just to say it. Say it in public. Don't let no one tell you that you can't. Stand up for the Lord, and He'll stand up for you. Talk about Him to others. He'll talk about you to the Father. Pray that the Lord puts you on a fast. Pray that He separates you from yourself, that you deny yourself, that you have that will. People think they have self-control. They'll claim they have self-control. But they have, in reality, they have very little. Deny yourself and get your strength from the Lord. He will give you that strength to get you over that barrier. He'll give you that strength to get you through that fast. He'll give you that strength to say no to the devil. He'll give you that healing to be healed, to be made whole, to do His work. Pray to the Lord fervently. Don't give up. Stay in that prayer. Get away from everybody. Get by yourself and pray to Him, knowing that He's a prayer-answering God, knowing that He hears everything that you say. In Jesus' name I ask you, precious Heavenly Father, thank everybody for listening to Pearly Gates Ministries, where it's more than just words. I encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord